say that.
Let me see if I can even remember how to turn this on.
Okay.
Yes.
If you don't act like we haven't recorded in a long time, they won't know.
It's not because we haven't recorded in a long time. It's because I'm an imbecile.
Is that like a regular seal that has MBs? I can't hang them off today.
Tradition!
Tradition! Oh, God, sorry. Just got highball in the crevices. The one spot I can't wipe it off from.
That's fine, actually. And we talked about this before. Is it doesn't really stick up, so you're good.
It just, or like, someday your car will be full of highball fumes.
Yeah, and then I'm just getting in, it's just...
I feel energized. So, hi, everyone.
Hello. This is Sitsock.
Yeah, and I'm Kyle.
This is Gendrick.
We'd like to talk to you today about our Lord and Savior, Overwatch.
The kill cam.
Oh, okay. Oh. That works, too.
Well, it actually figures into an article that will have already been released by the time this comes out. So we'll see.
Oh, are you writing one about it?
Not about kill cams.
Oh, okay.
But about death.
Death?
So.
In video games or just normally?
Well, death. I mean, what's in my wheelhouse for the philosophy thing is the video games and media, right? It just doesn't make sense to talk about this here because you don't want to hear about this here because they're going to...
They have a strong Mexican bond.
Armada. No, it was about death and everything. This is a time loop because I haven't finished writing it yet, but it will already be out by the time this comes out, so we don't want to talk about it.
Are we putting ourselves in the situation where we have the possibility of having, like, you know, bootstrapping and...
Yeah, it's complicated.
It's called what?
It's complicated, and this next test has traces of time travel, so boys tell me if you see yourself on the track, don't touch him. Could end all time. Forward and backward. Forever. So if you see yourself on the track, just let that handsome devil go right on by. Gabe Johnson here.
If you guys don't know what that was, then you probably should go back in.
I'm playing Portal 2 because a certain person hasn't made it through the Portal series.
A certain individual who will not
one
be
person.
I mean, damn it, named. Fuck. I did it again.
Well, she hadn't made it to the whole Portal series because of
reasons,
frustrations with the interface. I don't know. Point is, it's all, as you know, with anyone who's played Portal, it's almost as much fun to watch someone play Portal as it is to play Portal.
Yeah,
it's probably one of those games that is almost, it's pretty close. I've actually played Portal for a group several times before because you don't have to pay quite as much attention, but you can look at all the fun little shit and listen to all the fun dialogue. So she's just sitting there, and I'm playing the game, and I'm using my Steam Link for that, which is rad. Now that it's calmed down, once all the updates and stuff kicked in, it worked pretty well. There's a couple weird visual hiccups here and there, but it's pretty slick interface when it works. But, so I'm fresh with the Cave Johnsons.
Okay.
Quotes, what?
It's like a little baby.
Yeah, it's been there for weeks.
And I'm like, what
I don't
happened?
Want the liability of looking into
what
it.
What situation happened?
We need those baby drop boxes. But anyway, to bring on back, actually that's a good example of that death in video games, because of how we handle death, and, in all honesty, my article will probably have touched on kill cams a little bit.
Okay, cool.
So hopefully, past future Kendrick will, handle that.
Paradoxical shit.
Did you want to talk about kill cams a little bit? Or how about a brief interlude here about Portal 2? I mentioned Portal 2 at work. I was asking someone to play Portal 2. And they're like, oh yeah, I love that game. It's like, cool. And then I made a Cave Johnson joke. And they're like, what? Cave Johnson, who's that? It's like, did you really play Portal 2? Or did you play Portal 1 twice?
So there was like stages of that. Yeah, Portal 1 twice does not just add. It's not additive. Yeah. You can't just keep playing Portal
1. And I was sitting there thinking, I guess, because it had been at that, when I was talking to him, it had been a long time since I played Portal 2. And I was like, well, maybe.
There are maybe a lot of a Cave spot Johnson you can quotes, skip, though, right?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, maybe there's a spot you can skip, but no, if you played through the regular game, unless there's somewhere you can skip the whole, spoiler alert, subsection of
That wasn't that good. That was a good non-spoilery way to describe that.
Yeah.
Subsection.
If you can skip through that whole area of the game, okay, spoiler alert's been done. If you haven't played Portal 2, you're going to get spoiled. Sorry, that's life. It's a 7-year-old game. Or a 6-year-old game. Get over it.
It's old enough to be taken into the factories.
And it's inexpensive, and you should have already played it, because it's wonderful. As Gary was also poking his head, he was like, oh yeah, I love that part. Oh yeah, I love that part. Oh, this game's awesome. I think he's going to go play it again, just from watching me play it, right? But Cave Johnson not only leads you through that whole section of tests, but keeps saying his name.
Yeah.
Every time he comes on the intercom, he says his name.
But that individual is a classic and...
Yeah.
I can't remember the words right now. He's a troll. You know that.
Maybe. So maybe. Like, but yeah. I also would believe that maybe he played with the sound off. I don't know.
Maybe. That's true, too.
Those sorts of things where it's like, how do you live with yourself? But anywho. So that was just my small, like, my small Jackie Chan meme. No one can see our hand motions, but you all know the Jackie Chan. I'll put it in the thing. Future Kendrick, put the Jackie Chan meme in the thing. For a visual reference for anyone who goes to the website.
It's like a still mostly my Jackie mom. Chan, right? Or is it the... There's
it's the
Jackie
what,
Chan.
Where he's like okay. Just totally surprised. He's like, what? And it's like the line drawing one.
So. Yeah, okay.
But still, our listener base is mostly my mom. And I guess my dad now listens. So hi, yeah. Mom and Dad. Double their viewership. Tonight.
Thanks for listening. Maybe we'll do a contest and one of you can win and then the other one can, like, you know, build animosity between the other one for winning a contest.
I don't think we... That's probably plenty of that already. But we can play the cool Star Trek fight theme.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, let's... I think that's what we should do. That's it. Set socks over. We're just going to do a final duel.
We're going to...
Between our two listeners.
Yep. With Batless.
So, we're talking about... We've been playing this game that I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Overwatch.
The Overwatch inning.
Yeah. And,
the Overwatch inning. The Overwatch inning.
It's a pretty crazy game. It's like it's a Team Fortress type game. You know?
It's Blizzard's response to Team Fortress, practically. In actuality, it was the result of a failed first-person MMO.
Called Titan.
Yeah. And they got so far in development before shit-canning it that they basically already had a functioning multiplayer game. Or they had enough where they could convert it to a functioning multiplayer game. So they spent a long time. They spent a long time in this game, actually. And that's one of the reasons it comes out so well, is they did spend a long time building up this game.
But anyway, so, yeah, it's Blizzard's response to Team Fortress.
It's 6v6.
6v6.
Always 6 versus always 6.
Yeah, nothing more, nothing less.
Which is an interesting thing, actually. Because a lot of those games don't necessarily have that.
Where it's like you can do custom games of blood.
Well,
blah.
People wander in and wander out. And this one is pretty much always 6v6. If something happens, it's broken. Which is a curious anomaly, in my opinion.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of drops unless, like...
No, but, like, it's a big thing. It's not like, oh, we're down to 5. Oh, no, rebalance. It's more like, oh, shit. Something's broken because we don't have all 6 players.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting attitude. As opposed to Team Fortress 2, where people team swap and do all kind of fucking shit everywhere. Shit and fuck. Yeah, we got our R rating again. I have to mark all these as explicit.
Nice.
And I don't think there's been one yet, because I'll be listening like, and there, boom, goes
the And the tally marks are up. You, like, tally all of our curses, or do you but, just, have to hit the one?
I hit the one.
So, yeah, it's a pretty fun game. I highly suggest playing it. It's one of Blizzard's cheaper games. It's only about $40, which is kind of cool if you're intelligent enough to find out what a $40 game is on their site, which is not easy.
To be fair, they do steer you towards the $60 Legacy Edition or something, and they don't make it clear that that's not the only edition. But they may have fixed that, who knows. But the big thing here is it's not got a single player mode, per se, like a real campaign. It's purely multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that irks some people, understandably so. There's this attitude of, I paid $40, I want to be able to play a campaign or something. I get that, yeah. But...
The nice response to that is they have a progression system that works without having to play other players. So
I would say...
Fully play on over AI the entire time you play.
Yes. That hard AI is a shit kick. It's definitely got... You got to put some pump into it. And if you can play the game against hard AI, then why aren't you just playing online? Right? Like...
I think that mentality is something that comes from those in mobile worlds where, like, you want to only play versus AI because you don't want to deal with the people that are shitty. And so, like, I like that you can do the same type of character or, like, player progression in an AI mode for certain individuals. So it's got the selling points to go, like, okay, I just want to play with two of my friends and versus AI all the time. So.
And I you know, a campaign will be neat and all, but I don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like this game does a great job of being a quick play, pick up, put down game, as opposed to a sit down and complete the campaign game.
Yeah, I think that I think you're exactly right. Are you okay? Blinkers. Okay.
There you go. He's just gonna drive through all of the turn lanes.
Got there in the end.
If you get through all 6 turn lanes of this street here, you get an achievement.
I thought you got
that
like
achievement
a
is
boost,
a ticket.
Like Mario Kart.
No, you get a ticket. That's the achievement you get. There's a cop at the end just waiting for you. Like, yep, you're a dumb fuck.
And yeah.
Here's your $50 dumb fuck ticket.
The Shit, what was I going to say?
The quick game.
Quick oh, yeah, quick games. Because you can play, like, a match in about 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And certain maps, you can play a match in 5 minutes.
And at least for our area, it maybe 10 to 20 seconds for a game start. Not that bad.
Yeah.
And the matchmaking system, I don't... There's a lot of gripe.
It's an anomaly.
We're trying to figure out what happened. I don't find it to be that bad, frankly. I mean, there's instances where you're like, wow, they kicked the shit out of us. But that happens in any game. I think that that's... I don't know. I don't feel like the matchmaking system is broken. I think that it's doing the best it can with what it's got. And maybe it's because I have a sympathy for the algorithm. Because it's like, that's not an easy problem to solve. The fact that we're not just playing a bunch of Koreans all of a sudden for no reason, like what happened. Not to...
You mean in, like, Team Fortress 2, then?
Well, no, but I guess I shouldn't... I mean, like, Korean professional gamers.
Shouldn't have brought race into it.
I mean, Korean professional gamers, like, just show up, and it's like, what the fuck happened? And then we're all wiped. I've not felt like I was ever completely and totally, utterly outmatched by my opponents. Now, I have felt like, guys, what are we doing? But to be honest, I probably feel more like, guys, what are we doing? More than, oh my God, we're totally outgunned.
Agreed.
Which is not to disparage anybody, but I think that for me, the main source of our failures...
This game is not working as a team.
Is a lack of cohesive teamwork. And so when we're up against someone who works as a cohesive team, they stomp us. But that's not bad. I don't mind it. That's not like that's not a deterrent for me. That's not the reason I don't play as often as y'all.
Well, it's really easy, especially when you have 6 players in a mat and a chat. Their chat's nice. It works very well.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem with Overwatch's chat. And having someone just step up and be like, okay, guys, let's do this real quick, or like, let's slow down and catch up. And it's really easy, and people are pretty amicable to that as long as they're in the chat with you.
I think a very large part of this game, and again, I've played first-person shooters. I've played quite a few first-person shooters, right? But I haven't played a lot of the big Battlefields, the newer Battlefields, or Call of Duty. No, I never played Planetfall. Mostly just because I miss huge chunks and then poke my head in and come back out and then poke my head in. Like, I don't play games as often. I'm too busy. Not to despair. I wish I could play more games, frankly, but whatever. Point being that this game seems to be centered around not personally succeeding so much as the team winning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play it as a solo game where you're trying to win your thing, you're going to lose. You're going to die, and the team's going to lose.
Yep, most of the time that's true. I think that was one of the really big takeaways from some of the YouTube videos are out there that are talking about, like, things that are good at the game, or, like, to do in the game to make it more enjoyable and to have it more success as a team, was, like, you know, don't, like, make sure that you're, like, trying to help the team and not just getting kills. Because, like,
the goal is, because at the end, your kill count is barely recognized. Like, it's at the end, like, hey, you killed a bunch of people, but it's not, like, killer of the game. It's more, like, person who did their job the best.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes your job is to kill people.
Yeah.
But that's not the only thing that matters in the game.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, that's not necessarily critical, depending on the situation. One of the things I read on those articles, so there's ultimates you can blow that are, they charge, and then you can use it, and then they all do something. Everyone's is unique, wildly unique. No two do anything even remotely similar.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know how those work. But someone pointed out that one of the guys spins around, shoots a bunch of bullets. Just at everybody, right? And there's no team damage, so that's cool. But this guy was pointing out that if you run out in a populated area and fire that, it kills a lot of people, right? That's cool. You did good. You cleared a point. You did something, right? But the other thing you can do is run out to near where there are people and fire that ult. And then everybody tries to kill you immediately because you're high risk. If you're coordinated and you
other
do that...
other people use their ults. Other people are, like, so distracted by the fact that you just did this.
And so if you can draw everyone looking at you, a bunch of support or flanking characters can then sneak up behind them and take the point while ending them. And you're dead, but you did a good thing.
Yep.
And I feel like that game does a pretty good job of recognizing that. With concepts of assists and things.
Yeah,
I don't know,
like,
if the game necessarily...
kills and things
like
that.
I don't know if it necessarily directly recommend a rewards that thing we just said, but I would say that, in general, the player community does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good... The game makes you feel like these strategic plays are, like, more natural, and they make it feel like you should do these things, as opposed to just shooting a bunch of rockets at a guy's faces and trying to kill on points. Like, they have defensive-type characters specifically. I mean, there's four different types of characters you would play in Overwatch. There's attack, the defense, or they're called offense and defense, sorry. And then tank, and then support. Supports are, like, your healers. They do, like, buffs and debuffs. Tanks are the guys who have the most hit points in the game. They have a lot of abilities that keep them alive.
Shields or healing themselves or something.
Yeah. Defensive characters... I'll go for offense because defense is the most interesting because not all other games have these defensive type characters. Offense is like damage dealers. They deal a lot of damage in a small amount of time. They're kind of ability reliant, I think, but their abilities are really cool, like slashing a sword across the screen like in a samurai movie, or, you know, using like a thing that shoots everybody on screen when you use your ultimate. The defensive characters are meant to clear out areas, which I think is a really cool concept that, like, they've devoted an entire character class to, like, being able to, like, clear a point. Because that's a big part of these games is, like, standing on a point and capping it.
Yep.
And these characters are meant to, like, sit there and make it really difficult for people to do that. And so, like, you have a character who freezes a bunch of people on a point so everyone can just go in and kill them. You
have someone who configures themselves into a turret and blasts everybody.
Yep. The guy who uses mines and traps to, like, either blow people away or trap them immobilely. Or immobilize them.
And the guy who's got a shield that's a, what is it, about a, it's a 15 or 20 degree arc out in front of him that is pretty large and can cover actually his whole team.
Yep.
If you are stupid enough to gather all behind it, but you can gather everyone behind that shield. And you can play multiples of the same character, so you can actually do some interesting stuff where two of that shield guy roll up with someone standing behind them, and then you can take turns building the shield up, and that guy in the middle can just shoot people unmolested.
Yep.
So there's lots of neat things you can do if you're coordinated as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But the team thing is absolutely critical, which is why people call it Team Fortress 3. It's because it's very... I mean... A single person can hardly carry a team in that game.
Yeah.
They can to some limited extent, but it's not really.
Yeah, but if you're playing one person and there's four or five other people you're playing with doing whatever they want, and you have at least three people on the other team that are working together...
Yeah, you're done.
That one person on the other team will probably die.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one person that's like actually trying to carry the team has to wait for the respawn. Everyone else will probably get wiped, and then you got the push, right?
And, yeah. So that's teamwork. It really rewards teamwork in that it punishes non-teamwork.
So... I guess all of this is to get to
us. One of the features that Overwatch has that I understand other games have too, but I haven't really played them very often in other games.
Does Team Fortress 2 have a kill cam?
No. Okay. I've never seen a kill cam before. Okay. Or no, Space Marine had a kill cam, I think.
Okay.
Does Space Marine have a kill cam?
I don't remember. To be honest, I just assume all games have it.
I've never seen it before.
Hmm.
I have never seen it before where you see from the other player's eyes. That's actually a completely new concept to me, so that tells you how much I've been missing in this last couple generations of shooters, I guess. But it has a kill cam where you watch your killer through his eyes as he murders you.
That's a really dark way to describe a kill cam, but it's true.
Like, what else would it be? and it's the last few seconds of the game of before you died. Now... This is, we were discussing the other day that you can turn it off. And I was like, why would you do that? Because to me it sounds like, oh yeah, you can turn it off where you can't see half your screen if you want. And you're like, why would I do that? That doesn't make sense to me.
You know what I mean? That's not what we're talking about though, right? You know, no, it's like to turn off the...
To turn off the kill cam. So the kill cam shows you, from your opponent's perspective, killing you. And then you died. You watch yourself die. And then you respawn. Right? So it takes up most of the respawn wait time.
Mm.
Actually, I think it takes all the respawn wait time.
Yeah, like, unless you got killed really fast, then yeah.
No, because then it just shows you more of the person's time.
It shows you start following another player, is what happens. So you can either press escape out of it, or if your kill's really short, you'll start following
one of
your teammates.
You can press escape?
You can.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can. You can escape out of it. Well, I learned that last night.
Okay, good, because I have now lost all respect for your camp. It comes to light. You can turn this off, and this was heralded by several people as good.
I don't know that it's my camp. I'm just playing Devil's Advocate.
You are. Well, it's your camp because you picked the Devil's Advocate. That's all. Whether you care about it personally or not is sort of irrelevant.
I'm not Camp Butthurt. Stop it.
I'm not saying you're in Camp Butthurt anymore. We're not doing that anymore.
You use the word camp, and now I have
PTSD.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
kidding.
Good.
I'm
anyway,
with you.
Okay. I'm fucking with you. Anyway, so I was mystified, and I'm starting to understand a little bit now. But I was very confused at first. Like I really could not understand why you would want to turn that off.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's probably one of the most valuable learning experiences in the entire game. I've learned a lot about realizing that I wasn't actually undercover when I thought I was, or that there is an angle I wasn't aware of, or that someone's gun has a characteristic I was not aware of, like a drop effect of Hanzo's arrow, where you could actually aim above somebody if you're far enough away and get over an obstacle, right? I also learned that the fucking AI uses cheat wall hacks cheats. Dick weasels.
And so, but it was an interesting...
More than anything, it for me, it's an anti-butthurt, because almost all of the time when it's not bots, it's me being like, how the fuck did that guy get me? And then I watch, it's like, oh, that's how he got me. Okay, that wasn't a cheat. He's just better than me. Or that was just luck. Or, in all honesty, sometimes you watch them just herp and derp their way through, and you're like, okay. He didn't really, like, snipe me. He just
shot
threw
me six
shit
times
until
with
one yeah. of them hit me, and I happened to die. Got it.
It's like a junk okay. kill every time. Yeah. It's like, what? How did that grenade even... Oh, it bounced off the wall to my left.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, so that wasn't cheat hacks, it was luck. Or, hot damn, that guy's
so,
good.
So, I've heard the counter argument to a kill cam is... Well, one of the counter arguments to a kill cam is competitive play. Because people don't enjoy the fact that their location is being given away in a competitive environment. That's fine. I don't really think that there's a reason to argue against that. I think that that's fair because there's people from the beginning of multiplayer gaming have talked about screen peeking and all this stuff. And location in a multiplayer game while you're fighting each other actively is an important thing. So
now, Garen told me one of the things that happens if you turn off the kill cam is you get a bird's eye view of the map.
That's not really true.
Okay, that's what he said.
I've never seen that. Well, I want to get to that after we're talking. So the other argument
well, that
camps
was just
are like
okay,
some people like we were talking about this yesterday, and it's like. I don't know if this is valid or if Kendrick agrees or doesn't agree, but there's, like, situational awareness versus physical ability to react using keyboard and mouse, where, like, you can know what was around you but die still because you can't, you don't have the, like, the Uber Mac micro to, like, be able to use your keyboard and mouse appropriately to respond to a situation. So you're like, I fucking know how I died, thank you. And you just start getting butthurt about seeing it. And so that's the counter to, like, what Kendrick's point is, but now we've learned you can press escape, you don't really have to worry about that. Turning it off is just a quicker escape. It just doesn't auto to the kill cam. I think you can tab back into it or something. It's weird. But the thing that I was going to say was I turned it off yesterday for the first time, right? I turned it off to see what it would be like and see if it was worth it. And because I got a little butthurt by seeing myself die over and over again. And there were times where I'd sit there and be like, I can't see it. Like, I can't see how I died. And I was like, well, there you go. Like, and I think there's a way to like, go back into it, but I didn't learn it, so I didn't do it. And as far as I understand it, what happens when you, as far as my experience last night, was when you turn the kill cam off, what it does is it'll follow another one of your teammates until you respawn.
Have you tapped your teammates?
I didn't try, to be honest. I was trying to think of strategy and, like, if I needed to change characters or if I needed to, like, what I needed to do next time or who I needed to single out based on, like, what was happening with the team.
Right.
So I didn't really think about tabbing through, but you probably could. I imagine they'd have that feature. So it was interesting.
There might be one that's the bird's eye view then that Gary was talking about.
Yeah, there might be. Yeah, if you can go through options, I wonder if there's, like, a cycle things where it's, like, here's the kill cam and here's your other players and here's, like, a bird's eye view of the map with locations of people or something. And if there was, like, a... If there's a bird's eye view with the map with people on it, you have even less reason to, like, bitch and moan about location giveaways and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, I was
just
going to say, that completely negates that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Maybe I should do a little bit more research on it.
I didn't know you could escape out of it, so.
Yeah, I learned that yesterday. I was like, God, there's got to be a way to get out of this. Because it was one of those kills where you're like, oh, come on. Like, I know why I died. Like, because
I guess,
dumb.
I guess my rebuttal to that is don't watch it. I mean,
it's easy.
It doesn't seem like it's that hard to not watch.
I don't think that kill cams like are usually like the way they are in Overwatch. I think they are.
I've seen a replay of my own sight. That's annoying because then you just relive your fuck up.
Yeah, right.
I would agree that that's annoying because it's like I know I saw that. I saw what I saw. I saw that I got shot in the back of the head. That's not fun. Fuck you. But
like,
seeing from their eyes.
No, it's a little better because you can see, like, you're, all the things you're saying are very valuable, I think. And that's why I was talking about those tiers of players yesterday.
Yeah.
Where, like, a beginner player may not care about the kill cam because they're too busy trying to figure out what the fuck the controls do or, like, how they're supposed to shoot arrows or something, right? Like, they don't have the mental acuity at the moment to actually take in that that ability to, like, or take in that information. Then the people who are, like, the middle tier, that, and then I don't want to say, like, that they're better or worse or different. It's just that second group of people, maybe is a better way to say it, is the people who want to know that stuff. They got their characters down. They know what they want to do, and they want to see how they're dying. Well, that way they can have strategy against the players. And then the third player is the pro who knows every character, understands how, like, each character works, and doesn't really care about seeing how they die because they don't get any useful information from it. And I don't know if that's real. That's just...
I must be firmly in the second camp, and I don't see myself ever leaving it, because I have found from those kill cams many times things like, oh, that's how Hanzo's scatter arrow can work in that corner. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit, I didn't realize I could do that. Or, oh, man, okay, so he shot at my feet instead of my head, and that threw me off more. Okay.
Yeah.
Or where did you aim to get that effect? And that kind of thing.
It's not really worth turning off for, like, one game, you know? So, if like, if you have a game where it's like, oh my god, everybody's playing Hanzo and I know how Hanzo works, it's not worth to go in the options and turn it off. It's just, okay, you just do it.
I mean, I guess my statement on that would be, if you, it just seems like a valuable tool to put away because of your butt hurt. And if you really are that
bad, I think that devalues the other things you can be doing with the other stuff. Like, I don't know the other things.
Again, that's that thing. So, like, watching the character for 3 seconds?
It's not 3 seconds, because the respawn timer is, like, 7. It's a lot longer than you think.
Watching
it's
someone else...
Same amount of time that the kill cam goes for, if not
right,
less.
But that's not that long.
Not more,
though.
Sorry.
It's not that long. It's maybe 7 seconds, if that.
Mm-hmm.
So, watching another random player for 7 seconds?
Well, let's think of it this way. Let's say that you're, like, doing that team lead role that we just talked about. And you're one of the players that's, like, trying to guide people. You need to be able to see what they're doing. And you can be like, okay, don't go over there.
But
like, there's a guy on your
7
right.
7 seconds in enough time to switch to the player that you think you can help.
Mm-mm.
You'd have to switch to 5 players, accumulate information from their surroundings fast enough to determine that you can help them or not, and cycle through them. That's not enough time.
Sure, but, I mean, we're sitting here talking about this in a bubble. Like, there's got to be a reason people like that over a kill cam. Like, and I don't, maybe I can't know what it is.
I think it's pure butthurt.
You think that every person that doesn't like a kill cam is in a camp butthurt?
I think that every person who switches off the kill cam is butthurt about getting killed and finds a reason to explain it away.
I think that is just as silly as the thing you just said. Like, your mentality is just as silly as their mentality. Like, you're saying everybody is butthurt. Every single person that doesn't want to see a kill cam is
butthurt. I would like to know how many people turn it off.
I turned it off last night.
And it's because you literally told me it's because you were butthurt over a kill.
A little bit, yeah.
So, I think it's...
I think I was more butthurt about the fact that, like, I wasn't good enough to not get killed in the situation. It wasn't necessarily that I was seeing it. It was just like, well, it was the reminder of and that I was, like, not good enough.
I would say that the competitive aspect of it is horseshit, only because that's like saying, oh, you can't use Black Widow's... ult because it reveals your opponent location, and that's not fair.
That was like, funny you say that, because like a lot of people were like, can you make a mode where we can't have multiples of the same character, because it's really annoying having to play against 6 Bastions. And you're like, well, no, that's part of the game strategy.
Well,
like, if people play 6 Bastions, there's this hard counter to that, which is everybody drops in Genji, and you just like reflect bullets back at all the Bastions that are shooting at you, like
a hard Genji or all Winston.
Yeah, that would work too.
But that's what I've seen people do: 6 Bastions, and then get wrecked by 6 Winstons,
mm-hmm.
or even 5. I think it was 5 Winstons and a Hanzo.
Oh no, like, that was a Symmetra game though.
Was that Symmetra?
Yeah, because Symmetra's hard counters is
right. But I mean, like there exists counters for that. There is no way. There is no unstoppable team.
Mm-mm.
That's the point of the game.
The game is meant to be rotative. Like there's 2 ways to play. Like that we can get out of the kill cam discussion because. I mean, it's there.
No,
like,
I'm just saying that...
There's 2 ways to play this game. Be good at all the characters. Like, be marginally good at all the characters and know the counters. To, like, know, like, what's good against what and adapt to the game situation. Or get really, really good at one character and know how to play them in all those situations. Like, I think that there's merit to both those play styles.
I'm still...
Yeah. You don't think so?
No, you're right. I was in the middle of talking about something with the kill game.
Oh,
but
go ahead.
I'm just saying that I don't think that... because like I said, the competitive thing I think is bullshit. I don't buy that for a second. That's part of the game. Dying nets you information. It does, because you revealed your location.
That's a balancing aspect then?
Not even that. If you kill somebody, you've revealed your position. Fact.
Not if they don't see you.
But you revealed that you were there.
You revealed that you were in a position that they didn't know about, but they don't know where that position is.
The gunfire came from somewhere.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that you know where it came from. You don't like hear it like you do in real life.
Yeah, you do in that game.
Do you hear the like you if you have to
spatially,
have...
yeah.
Okay.
If you're competitive, you're playing that way, right? Sure. So I would say that what it sounds like to me, and this is something that I've talked about, is the difference between motivation and justification.
Yeah.
Is that people are turning it off because they're grumpy, which is the fancy word for butthurt, and then they're making up a reason that makes it sound legitimate.
Maybe you're right then. Maybe I overestimated the amount of games that have kill cams, and people are just angry that they have them now.
And they don't like being reminded that they suck because they've identified as a character, as a game player in some fashion where their identity is being attacked when they die that much. Which is probably the reason that I'm not as bothered as some of you, because I'm dying. I'm like, yeah, I just suck at these games. That's fine. And so I haven't tied up my identity into it as much.
I don't think it's that simple. I think that you're oversimplifying why people turn off the kill cam. I just don't really have a good argument as to why not. Because, like, I mean...
I can't think of any other reason to turn it off.
I get value from not having watching myself die over and over
What's
again.
What's the value from that?
I feel like that there's something there that I'm missing, but I don't know that I'm, like, the kill cam is the best thing to have in a game when you die. Because, like... There's got to be a reason that they haven't included it in every game up to this point, right?
Well, mostly because they haven't. It's not an easy thing to do. You have to be recording. That means in order to do a kill cam, you have to be recording everybody's everything constantly. Because you don't know when someone's about to die. The reason, I would tell you that the reason that you haven't seen this before is it's a technical limitation.
Okay.
Because what that means is it's literally doing screen caps of every player constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that for play of the game too. So they probably figured out
they're just probably recording the whole game.
That's what I mean.
They have highlights and stuff.
They have a neat trick where they're recording everything. Now, TF2 has that, but TF2 has it, you have to turn it on and it's a big pain in the ass, and I don't know if it always replays correctly. Gary could probably correct me on that one, but the biggest part is going back and re-rendering if they're saving just the positional data. Still having to recall that positional data at speed. Nothing else, I think, has been able to do that efficiently. So I think they've solved a technical problem to get it to work as a result of being... So they can suddenly show you, spin that back. Like, because think about what that's doing. It's like, oh, yeah, give me the last 5 seconds of this guy's play. Like, holy crap, where's that coming from? You got to download that.
Sure, okay. Like, so technical limitations of why they don't have it.
But it's a technical reason why they didn't have it before. And maybe no one even thought it'd be a thing. Like, it's a novel notion to have you...
To have a kill
see
cam.
From your opponent. Like, that's new. That's not something that's been done.
And enough. I think it's because these games are competitive. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's, like, despite that reason, like, there's got to be some thing that is keeping these people from being in the okay camp of, like, yeah, I get information from a kill cam.
It's new.
Totally love this. How new is it, though? We don't know.
I have never seen a kill cam like that before, unless Space Marine had it.
Yeah.
Space Marine wasn't very popular as a game.
I'm trying to think of other games that would have had a kill cam, but I gotta look. And this is like, we're at the point where like we can finish the discussion.
But Overwatch also has a lot of players that are new to this field because they pull in a lot of Blizzard players.
Sure.
That aren't necessarily competitive first person shooter players, so they might have been appeasing them.
Maybe, yeah. This is like, so I think I need to understand more about my camp to counter an argument that's like based in. Everybody being butthurt. Like, I mean, it's a good counter to what I'm saying because I don't have a really good argument, is what I think.
I mean, I was trying to understand yesterday, and seriously, I was thinking about it for a long time, and I was talking to Gary and Kate, and not so much Emily, because she turned it off immediately, or as soon as she found out, and she said, yeah, I turned it off, and I was like, okay, why? And she's like, well, I don't need to see that. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, I didn't really think that they're, like, because I'm probably in the group of people who are, like, trying to still get my bearings in the play game, and so I don't care.
Whenever I die, I just close my eyes and curl up into a ball and pretend the game's not happening anymore. I mean,
I just go to sleep until I respawn.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like...
You're probably getting a lot more from it. You're probably... I mean,
I play games in a much more highly analytical way, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's a big part of it, is that you have the ability to incorporate that information almost immediately into your play style, and a lot of people don't. And so, like, a lot of people are like, God, this is just annoying because, like, I'm not learning anything from this.
I guess, to be fair, I have had a couple kills where I was like, God damn it, I know. And then you watch it, you're like, yep.
I think these, like, these two camps, like, nobody exists exclusively in one. It's like, you kind of go back and forth where you're like, shit, I knew I was going, and you're like, oh, damn, like, I wish I would have known where I got killed from there. Yeah. Like, was it a Bastion, or was it a Soldier 76, or, like, and some of the ones that I get killed, I'm like, oh, that was totally Winston, and it was like, oh, no, it was a Soldier 76 standing in the background.
Or that one video you saw where Zarya shot a arcing projectile over a building and blindsided you, like.
That is a cool thing. Like, I think that's, like, seeing those crazy pulls is a really good.
That's actually, I would say, extremely useful for me, because I'm like, I didn't know you could do that. Or, like, knowing about the shortcuts that Tracer can get around the back, like, oh, I didn't know Tracer could go that way to stab me in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot me in the back of the head.
And, like, yeah, I'd say, like, yeah, I think I want to try to understand this other camp better, because I'm trying to defend it and I don't necessarily have a good defense.
Yeah.
So, I think there has to be some legitimate reason, and I don't think that it's based in the fact that people were originally butthurt from seeing themselves die. But that's where we end this conversation. Oh,
death.
Death.
Okay.
Do the monologue from Mighty Boosh.
No, there's not enough time. All right, we're already at 36 minutes, so that's a long one. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, this is Sit Sock. Talk about butt hurt. Talk about Overwatch.
Kyle Hagen here.
This is Kendrick.
Kendrick Evans.
With no last name.
He is Evans. Bye. This is his last name.
Sit Sock. So